Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Robert Moss as we talk about dreams and dreams interpretation. We'll take your calls with Robert next hour here on Coast to Coast. Robert, when you were talking about how precognitive dreams saved your life from several accidents, I think it's one of the greatest tools available to us, isn't it?
Well, we do have this intuitive radar, George, and it tends to come most alive in dreams when we drop our left brain inhibitions and stop asking ourselves whether this is for real and we just have the experience. And I think it's actually going on for everybody every night. I think you see some elements of the future. Now, your memory might be missing altogether or it might be confused or fragmentary, so you might have to take a look at the dream. One of the things I teach people to do is see if you can take more of a look at what was going on inside of the dream, get your head back in a sense, and get the information more clear, and then see how you apply it to do better. Let me give you a tiny story, if I may.
Sure.
I like stories about seeing the future. So I dream one morning that I'm watching a silly dog with fake antlers for some Christmas pageant. He runs out on the road. He's killed by a car. Poor doggy. He's magically revived by a bizarre character who doesn't conform to normal human behavior. Well, this is my dream. I write it down. It's my practice. I run to the airport early to get a plane. I miss my flight. I'm on the wrong plane. I'm making an interesting connection with someone on the wrong plane, but then she's looking at my new book, so I can't talk with her. And I look up at the screen. It's in the middle of the aisle on that plane. And there is a silly dog in fake antlers dressed up for some pageant who's killed on the road, poor doggy, and revived by a bizarre character, the Archangel Michael, portrayed by John Travolta in the old, very funny movie, Michael. Now, I like stories like this because they show you, they make you think. If you can dream something as trivial as the in-flight movie on the wrong plane ahead of time, maybe you can dream all sorts of other stuff. And in fact, you can. So one of the things I teach people is it's not weird to think that you are a precognitive dreamer. But as I said earlier, the really interesting thing is that once you satisfy yourself, and this requires some practice, requires writing down your dreams and seeing what follows the dream and whether a subsequent event matches the dream. Once you satisfy yourself that you can see the future in this way, then you could say to yourself, well, maybe what I'm seeing is not an inevitable future. It's a possible future. And then I can take action to move towards a happy outcome or avoid an unhappy one. That's the point of power. That's the point of power with this dreaming across time. I think, by the way, that in our dreams, we also visit parallel universes. You know, you've probably discussed on this show the many worlds hypothesis in physics, which says right now, while you and I are talking, in another reality close to us, we're not on this show together, in another reality a bit further away, you're not doing the show and I'm not writing about dreams, we're doing something else. We live in uncountable parallel universes. How would you know about that firsthand? How would you figure out some way to apply information from that conception of reality to your life? Well, in dreams, George, one of the things going on, if you track your dreams over time, is you get to recognize that some of those recurring dreams and not just the same-old dream coming again. That happens, and there are reasons for that. But there's the serial dream, like a long-playing TV series, missing installments here and there, where you might find that you are living a continuous life somewhere else, for real. You can document this for yourself in your own journal if you take up that practice. And, George, this is a way of gaining firsthand information, state-specific science, in other words, scientific information that is adapted to the circumstance, to the situation, and it's your way of understanding the greater reality in which you're living in the multidimensional universe of many worlds. Find out for yourself. It's all over our popular culture. It's all over TV. It's all over movies. It's all over sci-fi fiction. You have the ability to access these realities for yourself and make up your own mind about what's going on. And if you wake up to the fact that maybe you have a doppelganger doing something a bit different, who made different choices, who did or did not get married to that person, did or not take up that line of work, maybe you'll discover as you go along, you can actually do something that will benefit both of you. You can borrow lessons and gifts from each other. These are the things that I teach and practice. So in this sense, dreaming is taking us right to the understanding of the larger reality.
You're one of the few people, Robert, who really gets deja vu, which I've always believed is a meshing of parallel universes.
Yes. I delayed seeing it. I just saw Matrix 4, Matrix Resurrection. You've probably seen it too. And this time, the black cat that appears twice in the original Matrix scene is called Deja Vu and has a dish with his name on it, Deja Vu. So the point is being made that you see an anomaly, you see a glitch in the matrix, as they taught us to call it in that movie, and you notice that the universe is not what you think it is. Maybe you're living in a simulation. Maybe you're living in one of many parallel universes. Maybe someone is changing the code of your computer simulation on you. Something is different. So déjà vu means already seen. It's French, of course. The British psychic researchers borrowed it in the late Victorian era, and it stuck. It's often actually déjà rêvé, which means already dreamed. You've dreamed something, you don't remember the dream, but when the waking life catches up with the dream, you recognize it. But more interestingly is what you've led us into, which is maybe déjà vu is a clue to the glitch in the matrix. Maybe it's a clue to the existence of parallel worlds. Maybe it's an occasion on which your parallel self in their parallel life is rubbing up against you. You know that person, you know that scene before you got there, because in another life, very close to this one, but not quite the same, you got there ahead of your moves in this present life. That becomes a very interesting thing to study.
What do you think of time travel, Robert, in your dream state?
I think we are all time travelers in our dream state. Of course, lots of people are going through a protracted dream drought and have no idea what's going on at all. I think we travel not only to the future, which we've talked about a bit, we travel to the past. We go back to scenes from our earlier life, maybe because, you know, we've left something behind. Maybe our life changed, but part of us didn't want to move along, and part of us is still, in a sense, stuck in the old marriage or the old job or something else, or stuck hiding in grandma's closet when life got tough and cruel. We travel to past lives. We travel to the lives of our ancestors. We travel into the situations of people connected to us in the multidimensional universe. That, I believe, is what happened to me, as I was mentioning, when I moved to a rural property in upstate New York. I believe I was drawn into a connection with a distant kinsman of mine who came from Ireland to North America in colonial times and lived a life with the Mohawk Indians and became quite important in his day. I believe that because I moved into his landscape, so to speak, a connection was made across time with a distant ancestor of mine. I'm not calling it reincarnation. I'll just say there was a strong affinity, a strong connection between us. And from that connection, the Mohawk Indian influence came in because he lived with them and they tried to influence him. And that eventually became so important, I had to write three novels about it, three historical novels, study the Mohawk language, and eventually change my life. So I do believe from my own experience and observation that our dramas of our present lives are connected with dramas of other personalities in other times. I'm a bit of an agnostic about reincarnation. It's not necessarily about hopping from one body to another, although there's another name for that. But I do think we are part, each one of us, of a multidimensional family of personalities, and that what's going on, for example, in Scotland in the year 600, the Scotland of my biological ancestors, but also maybe the Scotland of my spiritual connection, is relevant to me now, just as that life in the 18th century in the Mohawk Valley is relevant to me now. And I think it's probably true for all of us, though most of us may never wake up to it until we get out of this life into another life. Let me say briefly, George, you want to know what happens after death? Your best way of finding out is through dreams. Dreams take you, you may not realize it, into situations you will encounter when your physical life is over. They will also confirm, if you pay attention, they will confirm the idea that consciousness is not restricted to the body, survives the body, and they'll give you first-hand evidence of something that most of us would like to know about, what awaits us beyond this life. This is one of the most important reasons for becoming a dreamer.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Dreaming is like dying, isn't it?
Well,
in a way,
the Lakota have a saying: the path of the soul after death is the same as the path of the soul in dreams. In other words, you are out of the body, you're beyond the body, you're going into different landscapes, into different places, and some of those landscapes and places may be the ones that you will inhabit after death. So that's one of the reasons you might find that what you encounter after death is familiar to you. You've been there already. You move amongst people who are dead in the physical sense, died to this world, as well as amongst others. So in that sense, it might be like dying. You know, you get deep enough into this stuff, George, and you might say, as I sometimes say to startle people awake, I will sometimes say to people, you know, you're in the afterlife right now. You came into this body from another life. I believe this to be the case. It's my observation and experience. And when you die to this life, you'll be born somewhere else. So you're an interlife, an afterlife, between other states of living, other states of reality. You know, get with it. Don't get over it. Get with it. I mean, to look at this, and you want to know, you want first-hand information on this kind of stuff. Don't just take it from me or from any other hand-me-down source. You want to explore it for yourself, and that's what I teach people to do. I teach them to become travelers and explorers of these larger realities through techniques which are simple but will actually awaken you to the larger multiverse.
Tell us about your active dreaming courses. How does this work?
Well, these days they're mostly online. I do a lot of them for the Shift Network. They're quite popular. I do them at different levels. I mean, they're entry level. We're launching one. There'll be a free introductory event on May 14th at the Shift Network. This one is about time travel and dream travel. And creating, you're helping to create your reality inside the dream state. It will be very powerful. And in the course of it, I mean, there's a lot of experiential stuff. You'll learn how to jump inside a dream. You've got a dream and you'd like to know more about it, or maybe something is scaring your pants off in a dream and you're ready to face that challenge and resolve it. I'll teach you how you can step back through a personal image from a dream and do some good. Continue the adventure, solve the mystery, brave up to the challenge, and find your power. And we'll also talk about interesting things. We'll talk about how time travel and dream travel and parallel realities are in the popular culture now. We'll look at some of the films. And we'll talk about famous figures like Tolkien and C.S. Lewis, who became dream travelers. I mean, Tolkien and C.S. Lewis, most people who follow their work and love them and like the movies, don't know how deep their practice became. They became experimenters in a kind of lucid dreaming and what Tolkien called dream inspection. So, you know, that's just the next course. I mean, we do all sorts of things here. We learn how images derived from dreams can help to heal the body and can diagnose what's going on inside the body. We learn, as I say, how the right kind of dream work can prepare you for life after death. And above all, perhaps, we learn how to tell our stories a lot better so we can talk to each other a lot better. So we can talk about things that might be hard to talk about because we have a method of discussing things which is fun, it's fast, it's mutually empowering, and it leads to some kind of action.
Robert, tell us the story of Sigmund Freud. Something horrible happened to him.
Oh, yeah, it's a terrible story. I mean, I have more sympathy for Freud than some people might think, but let's just say the most famous dream that he wrote about was the Irma dream. He dreamed of one of his patients. He wasn't doing well with her, and at some point in his dream report, which fills 28 pages of his famous book, The Interpretation of Dreams, he describes some horrible-looking scarring and blight and pale patches inside her mouth. He writes like a dentist observing the state of her oral cavity. He writes 28 pages about what the dream might mean, and he never looks at the possibility that what he's looking at are the symptoms of an actual disease, and that although it seems to be about his patient, it might actually be about him. Now, the strange and tragic thing is, 28 years later, he developed cancer of the mouth. It killed him. And he developed the exact symptoms he had described in his dream report, in his book, The Interpretation of Dreams. The details were reviewed by an Argentine oncologist who is also a Freudian psychiatrist called José Chabalzon, who wrote a book about this. He went to the Library of Congress, as I recall, an American archive anyway, and was able to look at the x-rays, the pictures, the photographs of Freud's mouth. So here is a case of a famous interpreter of dreams who missed a message that perhaps could have saved his life had he realized that the warning might be to stop chain-smoking cigars all day long, because that's what killed him. So I have no satisfaction in sharing the story. I feel for Freud. He died in horrible agony with a prosthesis, which is very painful to take in and out. But it looks as if he missed a long-range diagnostic dream, a prodromic dream would be the correct term, a dream showing many years in advance the symptoms he would develop.
Every time you go for a teeth cleaning these days, dentists check for oral cancer.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. So he wouldn't have got away with it, perhaps, today. The early signs might have been detected. But who knows? Who knows exactly when the signs could have been detected by a doctor or a dentist, for that matter? I mean, I think our dreams actually show us, give us pictures, as if we've got a personal X-ray and personal MRI thing going on every night. I think they give us advanced information about what's going on in the body before symptoms are presented. That's why, again, if you pay attention, you might find that your dreams would enable you to head off medical procedures you might rather not have to undergo.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.